Shalom. Happy Sabbath. Yes, today is a Sabbath day to be holy, not Sunday. Sunday is the day they worship the sun, the actual sun. America has been fooled. Turns out the only place that's been told the truth is Ethiopia. You think it's a coincidence that the Bible here in America only has 66 books? It's like, why did they take out the other ones? America has been founded and based on lies, on Luciferian lies. And everybody now is awake to it. Everyone should be scared because God won't allow you to hurt specific people. And he promises that the truth shall see the light. And if you see, notice today, everything's coming out in the open. Everything. No one's going to be able to hide from anything anymore. Everything's out in the open. You know, and like when you sign papers and it says, under perjury, under the state of California, you're not lying, or you can be in trouble. Well, you lied on those pieces of paper, and you stole someone's life, and now you're blaming them just to cover up your lies. How is that fair? You think it's fair that the state will make another woman look crazy just to cover your fucking lies? That's a joke. The only thing you did was make her stronger and make her stand up to all these lies and all this bullshit, because it didn't even start with you. It started with the fucking school district. Come on. I wanted to be a teacher, but now there's a hidden agenda for all teachers, because again, I'm going to say this, like Sierra Excellencic on YouTube said it, there's been a hostile takeover by rapists. Society is being reconstructed to allow rapists to rape and to force their victims to gestate in order that they may generate babies to traffic, who will also become the psychologically weakened victims of the future. This is why they wanted to ban. This is why they want to ban abortions. They want all those unwanted babies. There's always a pro and con to everything. Watch your back.